heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
Hi, this is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. One of the things we have learned from the Flint water crisis is that young children at risk for lead exposure need to be tested. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that all children identified to be at risk for exposure to lead should be tested at 1 and 2 years of age. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider to review your child's risk and, if necessary, get them tested. This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. As we are ready to start the second half, as Pavel leads Bad Axe 20-0. Take a look across the region at halftime. Houston leads Harbor Beach 26-16. Last we heard, Aubrey leading Cass City, leading Aubrey 16-13. Lakers leading Sandusky 15-8. Vassar and Brown City were tied up at 14 apiece. They are postponing that game until tomorrow at 10 a.m. because of a lack of power. I had that problem every day. And Stephen Lavelle leading here, Bad Axe 20-0. No word on that USA Marlette game. Marlette's historically a black hole as far as information goes, and tonight is no exception.
Yeah, Cass City ever game living up to expectations, though. Obviously, 16-13, been a battle over there. I'm sure it's a lot of ground and pound over there. Again, goal scheme to start that one. And Lakers Sandusky a little closer than I anticipated, just a one-score game. Sandusky hanging around there.
And Harbor Beach trying to show some life after falling down 16-0. He's trying to bounce back, only down by 10 points. Two Beaverton, only down by 10 points at halftime.
Defense still struggling over there. Harbor Beach giving up 26 points in the first half. Coaching staff won't be happy over there.
Well, once they get used to the different time zone, they're over so far away. Maybe that should be a long bus ride home tonight. Bad Axe won the toss to start this game and elected to defer to the second half, so that's what's going to happen right here. As Bad Axe on the left side of your radio, Novell on the right side of your radio, the Panthers, the Catholics of Saginaw will be teeing off. That's number 10. Your kicker forward, Novell. Novell wearing road white uniforms, white pants, white jerseys, blue stripes down the sides of the pants, blue numbers with silver helmets, with a very similar to Notre Dame logo. Six onside kick out to the 38-yard line, and we have flags flying, and we could have an offside. And they're going to call it technically a false start on Novell. We got a little antsy across the line before the ball did.
They absolutely did, but I like the first adjustment that Bad Axe has made so far. They put one of their athletic defensive backs.
And so they back him up 5 more yards to the 35-yard line. The clock will be reset to 12 minutes. There we go.
I like what they did there, Clark. They take one of their athletic defensive backs and put them up front where they've been pushing the kick every time. And they're going to do the same thing again, right? So Ryan Winger.
Bottom 38-yard line by Ryan Winger. And runs out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Forced out of bounds by number 25.
I can see him running off the field. That's another mystery.
Another 25. Yet another number we don't have.
How about that?
So first and 10 for the Panthers at their own 35-yard line, according to the spot. Left right across the radio, a 55-yard field to work with in front of them, trailing 20-0.
You know, down 20-0, and obviously every drive is a important drive, but this is big for Bad Axe. This is a chance to kind of take momentum away from Saginaw and get themselves on the right track.
And also, I didn't ask you, no, actually, it's not. It's going to be a Ben McVay cheaper on the back of that pile, and he's coming up a bit too early. as big man number 71, Robbie Stewart, brings him down for a loss of 3, maybe even 3 yards. Second down, 13 yards to go. First down markers of the well 45. Maddox is at their own of 42.
Maddox starts with read option. He puts the ball in the arms of Ryan Haleski. Haleski's got nothing, so McVay keeps it for himself. And unfortunately for him, Robbie Stewart is the man to bring him down.
Second down, 13 to go. McVay on the keeper, trying to go to the left side. And he is stopped in his tracks. My number 60, Matthew Sullivan, defensive end. 6 foot, 202 pounds, stopping Ben McVay for no gain and back to the loss. All the way inside to the 39-yard line. A third down and a ways to go, 16 yards for a first.
And nowhere to go again. Now Novell stacks the line, anticipating a run. They guessed correctly the first two times. Now it's third very long, so almost have to expect the pass from the hatchets. And the only way they're going to get a pass off is if they roll quarterback McVay out of the pocket.
Second Novell boasting a very tall secondary. Everyone right around 6 feet in the backfield. Ben McVay trying to scramble and he has nowhere to go, and he's brought down in the backfield yet again. Blake Drumheller leading the tackling. McVay was actually brought down to the 33-yard line, so he got fourth in the country mile coming up for the hatchets.
Sometimes for Novell, the best offense is on defense as they push Maddox way back from where this drive started. But again, right, if a left-handed quarterback, the last thing you want to do when you roll the pocket is roll to your right, because you have to set your feet and throw across your body, and it's very difficult to do that. You would rather have him roll to his left, even if the defense knows it. You'd rather have him roll to his left so he can get a little something on that throw.
And Ryan Husky punting for the hatchets. It bounces at the 42 and takes a hatchet bounce all the way down to the 32-yard line, where it is down by Bailey Iden. And Novell will take over on downs with a 9:45 left in the third quarter, leading FedEx 20-0. First and 10 from their own 32.
That's a good punt by Ryan Husky as he gets it off, gets a little lower ball flight at that time, and gets a little forward roll. Bailey Iden doing a good hustling job getting down the field to not allow any further return, and Novell not taking any chances up three scores. They back away from it, let it roll out. And now, again, a good flip of the field now on special teams by the hatchets, but the defense must come up with a stop.
First and 10 for the Catholics. Right to left across the radio, 2-Y each way. Louie in the shotgun and has a man to his left, that is Kaligowski. Way to snap. Looking back to pass, same in the pocket, throwing downfield, and has a man, but he overthrew him as Tyler Sprague was calling for the flag. None was pulled. And this is just going as an incomplete pass. Decent coverage by the hatchets, and second down, 10 yards to go.
Bob Maddox got away with one there. The defensive back, 26, Ryan Wainer, was a step behind in it, so the ball was a little bit overthrown, but he did get his right arm around the side, but not enough to draw the penalty. But you can see Saginaw Novell not going down easy. They draw up a deep pass play. There was an opportunity for a completion, just a little bit overthrown.
Now going trips to the right, one to the left. Louie in the shotgun, Kaligowski to his right. There's a snap, quick pass to the right, screen pass. It's been brought in by number 13, DeWan, and runs past the first down marker, past the 42-yard line, out to about the 43-yard line, and it's enough for a first down, 11-yard catch and carry. For DeWan from Louie, first and 10 for the Novell Panthers.
Yeah, Ryan Wainer pushes him out of bounds. He had a little play right out of the Maddox hatchet playbook. They go three receivers to the right and a quick throw to the middle wide receivers. He takes one step back, catches the ball, turns the field. He's got two blockers in front of him, and he hits the sideline and gets the first down.
Trips to the left, Louie in shotgun. Kaligowski to his right, one receiver wide to the right. Working off the right hash, staying in the pocket, looking to his left pass, throws down the field, and has the man, but he can't bring it in. Alexander DeWan can't bring in the pass at the 25-yard line. He has nothing but open prairie in front of him, but instead it's an incomplete pass. Second down, 10 to go, back at the Novell 43-yard line.
He Jacob Blumey showing some arm strength as that ball was thrown on a line right to the wide receiver, but again, just a little bit on the high side, his outstretched hand. He did get one hand on it to slow it down, but couldn't quite reel it in. But if he could, he would have been high stepping into the end zone with no one near him as Maddox stays in man-to-man coverage.
Same formation for the Dallas Fed offense. Living on the hard down process.